Are you looking to raise your score without studying more? The Raise Your MPT Score Challenge is a three-day intensive. We'll be going over how you can feel confident that you're going to pass the MPTE while cutting your study time in half. You'll also figure out why you're losing 50 to 150 scale points on your MPTE. So what are you waiting for? Go to www.npteraise.com. Again, that's www.npteraise.com to join the challenge. I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Kenny, and Kenny is looking to facilitate scar healing with iontophoresis. Which of the following should the therapist utilize during treatment? So we have A, acetate, B, copper, C, dexamethasone phosphate, and D is iodine. All right, let's go to the top of this question. It's very quick. It's in the non-systems area. We're talking about the modalities right now. So let's go ahead and knock this question out really quickly. And then I got something to tell you at the end of this episode. Sounds good? All right, let's go ahead and jump into it. We got Kenny is looking to facilitate scar healing with iontophoresis. Very straightforward sentence, but let's all make sure that we're on the same page. First of all, iontophoresis, definitely something I would know for the MPTE. It is a modality. It's a part of the E-stem family. And we use this oftentimes to help with different things. Could be used for inflammation. We could use it for scar management, help with scar healing. We could use it for fungal infections. There's a bunch of different reasons why we use iontophoresis. And as many of you may have heard in PT school or were taught, you typically use iontophoresis with some form of medication or some form of like ion source that allows you to actually treat the patient. All right. Again, iontophoresis, definitely check it out in your modalities textbook, something you need to know for the exam. Now, in this first sentence, it says Kenny is looking to facilitate scar healing with iontophoresis. Already in my mind, I'm like, okay, I need to know what particular ion source or medication am I going to use to facilitate scar healing? Iontophoresis by itself is not going to be enough. So that's something I want you thinking about right now as we move to the next sentence. It says, which of the following should the therapist utilize during treatment? That's it. So the question's at the end of the day really saying, hey, we're going to use iontophoresis with a patient with some type of scar that needs to be healed. What ion source or medication am I going to use with that? Bottom line, that is it. Now, before I go down into the answer choice again, I want you to know that you are going to get some MPTE questions that are going to be straight up like this, very short. You just need to know the information. And I'm going to walk you through this right now. Cool. For those of you on the podcast, let's go through the answer choices again. We have A, acetate, B, coppertone, C, dexamethasone phosphate, and D is iodine. What's your answer right now? Go ahead. Let me know. Shout it out loud, baby. Let's go to A. A says acetate. It's that something that you would use to facilitate scar healing with iontophoresis, yes or no? Already, I'm thinking in my mind that acetate is used to treat calcium deposits. It's not there to treat scars or heal scars. It's there to treat calcium deposits. So if someone has like a calcific tendonitis, right, you can get that a lot of times in the supraspinatus tendon. especially if they have like continuous just overuse and damage to that tendon. Sometimes you can get calcium deposits. All right. Now, here's the thing. Acetate is used to treat that. So I don't think acetate is the best answer here. I'm going to put an X next to it. Let's go ahead to B. B says copper. Yeah, we use copper with iontophoresis as well. And you need to know, what do I use this with? What is it for? So does anybody know this? Definitely shout it out loud if you have the answer. It's to be used with fungal infections. That's its major function or its major role when we're using iontophoresis. And this is what you really need to know for the exam. You could check all this out in your modalities textbook. All right. One that I use is by Michelle Cameron. All right. It's physical agents in rehab. You could check that out. Cool. But copper, what is it used for again? Say it out loud. Fungal infections. Absolutely. So is that what we need in this question? Is that what Kenny needs? No. Let's put an X next to B. Let's take a look at C. C says dexamethasone phosphate. Y'all, a lot of you selected this one. Check this out. You know, back in the day, iontophoresis, when you said you were using it, if you just said you were using iontophoresis, it meant that you were using it with dexamethasone phosphate. That's how popular this particular medication is with iontophoresis. Now, check it out. What do we use dexamethasone phosphate for? You should be saying inflammation. We use it to reduce inflammation. If you look at the name dexamethasone, doesn't that sound like something? Cortisone, right? That steroid. We know that these types of medications reduce inflammation. So if I wanted to use dexamethasone, I would be using it more for like an inflammatory condition, not so much scar healing or to facilitate scar healing. It's not the best answer here. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to C. I just don't like it. Let's take a look at D. We're not done yet. D says iodine. All right. And I'm looking at this one and I'm processing through it. What is iodine used for? You should be saying facilitate scar healing. You're on point with that. Yes, iodine is used for facilitation of scar healing. And you use it with iontophoresis. So our best answer here is iodine, D. All right. Congratulations to those of you who got this question correct. Again, it was really straightforward, and I expect you to get some questions like this where it's not going to be a lot of crazy analysis. You just need to know if your patient is presenting to you with this particular problem, what is the particular ion source or medication that you would use? Cool. So let's just do a quick recap here. I think it's important for you to put this down in your notes and sink your teeth into it. And I'm actually going to give you a way that I look at these iontophoresis, you know, different medications and ion sources. In this question, we were talking about we needed to facilitate scar healing using iontophoresis. We said that acetate was something that was used to treat calcium deposits. You know, I always remember that because I know one of the important elements that we need for nails is calcium. Like if we have calcium deficiency, that can cause a lot of problems with your fingernails. Now, here's the thing. Acetate reminds me of acetone, and I know they use that a lot when you're, you know, painting your nails and all that stuff. And acetone is something that is used for that. And so it just reminds me, I use these connections, these words I've heard before, these real life experiences, in order to, you know, really connect this information. So when I see, oh, iontophoresis is used with acetate, I'm thinking, okay, acetate, calcium. How do I get there? Because I'm thinking about acetone and nails. I'm thinking about nails and calcium being such an important element for the strength of the nails, for the integrity of the nails. So that's something that I'm using. And I do this consistently as I'm studying new information. Let me give you another example. You know, dexamethasone, if you look at that word at the end of it, it does end with sone, dexamethasone, right? And so I'm looking for, okay, what other medications also end with that? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, ooh, your corticosteroids or your steroid drugs in like that. What do those drugs do? They reduce inflammation, decrease it. Well, guess what dexamethasone phosphate does? Ah, reduce inflammation. Bada boom. All right. And so I'm using these connections constantly as I'm studying in order to help me retain the information for longer term. And this is what I teach to my coaching program students. We go through over and over like examples, just showing you how to connect this information. All right. And interesting enough, this past week on Monday, inside of my private Facebook group, I taught students my secret study shortcut. It's what I used. I really wish somebody would have taught me this in PT school, but they didn't. They pretty much said, hey, just go read all these chapters and try to absorb as much as you can and just be ready for that damn test, right? That's where they kind of left us. They didn't really teach us how to absorb the information and how to then apply it. Well, I came up with a study shortcut. It's actually something that I learned after trial and error. I taught that this past Monday night in my private Facebook group. It went insane. So many students are saying that they have more clarity about how to retain information and how to study on a better level. It's crazy, all right? Listen, if you're not a part of this private Facebook group, you have an opportunity right now. Best part about it, it's absolutely free. I'm in there every single Monday night at 6 p.m. dropping fire. Do you want me to teach you how to study? This is what you need to do. Go to www.npteGroup.com right freaking now and let me help you. All right. We're in there. It's a community of PT students and new grads just like you who are looking to dominate the NPTE and get their freaking dream job. You ready for that? Let's freaking get it. www.npteGroup.com. For those of you who still have not gotten my free cheat sheets that are out there, there's 10 musculoskeletal ones that are circulating. Really important concepts to show up on the NPTE. So definitely take a look at it. It's at www.npteCheatSheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.